Good evening. You're listening to English Waves. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. A judicial investigation has been opened for illegal financing of Emmanuel Macron's 2017 presidential campaign, according to Le Parisien. Three investigating judges are interested in the relation between the head of state and his entourage with an American consulting firm. The conditions for awarding public contracts between the state and McKinsey are especially scrutinized. The contracts cost at the time several tens of millions of euros. Bullfighting enters the political arena and was a subject at the heart of debates today in the National Assembly. The bill of the MP of La France Insoumise, Émeric Caron, was examined. He asks to ban bullfighting, which is still practiced in three regions which have obtained a derogation. At the same time, more than 200 elected officials have signed an opinion column in the press to oppose the text. There will be twice as many police forces in public transportation by 2024 and the Olympic Games in France. This was promised by Gérald Darmanin. The Minister of the Interior mentions 3,500 police officers and gendarmes deployed in the two-year period leading up to the event in order to fight insecurity. New units will be created in eight major cities, such as Bordeaux, Rennes, Strasbourg, and Toulouse. Today, only Paris, Lyon, Marseille, and Lille have dedicated transportation services. A private middle school teacher is prosecuted for raping a 14-year-old student in Annecy. The 37-year-old man admitted to the rape. He was suspended in September of 2021, date on which the parents of the teenager filed a complaint. And remote work is becoming increasingly popular in France. The health crisis has participated in this increase, which is now very widespread among companies. A little more than 4,000 collective agreements were signed in 2021. That's 10 times more than 5 years ago. And then the new Goncourt of high school students is Sabil Goussoub. He was rewarded today for Beyrouth sur Seine, his second novel published by Stock, which offers a reflection on family and immigration. The 34-year-old Franco-Lebanese journalist interrogates in particular his parents, who came to settle in Paris in 1975 while the war was raging in their country. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.